The Waiting Game. Hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Of course, we've been concerned ever since last fall, but we are actually now in a situation where it could begin to be serious.
Weekly County soybean producer Mike Brundage and other soybean producers are now watching closely the situation as it pertains to the potential devastating effect of Asian soybean rust entering fields here in Tennessee. With last week's Hurricane Dennis moving through the Volunteer State and providing much-needed moisture, there is a strong concern that some of the spores from the disease could have moved in as well.
And, of course, everybody's watching the Internet or DTM and all the news sources watching some kind of a rust map or the indexes that everybody's going by. And of course, just word of mouth. It's so much talk and so much interest in it that everyone's pretty well informed.
Now, so far, reports of rust have only been confirmed in southern Alabama in a commercial soybean field. And University of Tennessee specialist Dr. Melvin Newman says they will get the word out if, in fact, the disease begins to move closer to Tennessee.
There's still time. There's no panic. There's no need to panic. Just stay tuned. We're on top of the situation, and as soon as we get rust close enough to Tennessee to pull the trigger, we'll let everyone know through our county agents and through all the chemical reps.
And Newman says the moist, humid conditions we're having now are ideal breeding grounds for the disease to multiply and spread. But again, no rust has been detected in Tennessee.
But if producers are prone to spray anyway for late season diseases, that they should include a preventative as well as a protectant combination fungicide, just in case there is some rust floating around in the air that we have not detected yet.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.